What does intelligent body armor mean?
Usually, Art, when we throw that favorite adjective, smart or intelligent, about, we mean something that responds appropriately to changing stimuli. So if the heat changes as an input, the armor will somehow change. If suddenly there is a big impact, a lot of energy come crashing in, a lot of kinetic energy, a lot of momentum, it will change. So, for example, there was an announcement just 2 or 3 months ago from the Army labs of something called shear thickening fluid used to potentially add to the Kevlar in the current vest. This is a kind of a nanostructure. It's a polyethylene glycol. So you get a gooey liquid plastic. You drop into it some silica particles, which is silicon dioxide, to make it hard. And it behaves somewhat like quicksand. That is, quicksand, if you hit it real hard and fast, it's like a solid. Hit it slowly, of course, you sink in it.
Like water.
Exactly. So if you shoot this shear thickening fluid, what they found was that suddenly it becomes rigid and absorbs the shock in that way. And then when that energy dissipates, it goes back to being soft. And a lot of the conjectures, and many people looking at nano kind of structures to aid body armor, have that same principle that you have a lot of, and we're looking at that as well, a lot of local decision-making units. And when there's a big change in the environment, like a bullet or heat or who knows what, or even a poison, that there's an appropriate change in the vest. So some models propose using different kind of metals distributed around the fibers. And you have to understand another thing about carbon nanotubes, Art, is that they can behave depending on how the chicken wire is twisted, either as a metal or as an insulator even, or as a semiconductor. So you could achieve that by weaving appropriate nanotubes in or using other methods.
Professor, how is the knowledge to act programmed into the material? How does it know or understand to make that decision? What have you done to
it's
give
very
it
much,
that,
exactly.
that capability?
Right, to encode that memory structure.
Yes,
very
yes.
much like litmus paper, which encodes the physical properties or responses to acids and bases, and it's very structured. If you had something that responded only to high energy, for example, I said if you distributed some metal throughout and there was an appropriate magnetic field, perhaps through another sensing device, then suddenly it would become very rigid and perhaps repel the bullet or whatever it is, the baseball bat that's striking the vest, depending upon the time lags. But you program it in advance. For example, we found in our paper that we put also at the website on nanotubes, that and using those for little antennas, and studying how you could modify those to detect different frequencies, a lot of work done that by changing the length of the tube, you can change the kind of frequencies it codes for. Now, bear in mind, Art, that a little swatch or patch, they call it, of nanotubes, 1 inch square, will contain trillions of nanotubes. And a lot of labs grow these all the time. They get all tangled up because of what's called the van der Waals force. But everyone's working on that to straighten that out. There's a lot of tubes there. So you can technically encode the information you want in the length of the tube, in the kind of chemical bath that you give the tube.
So is it a material reaction that we're observing when it adapts? Is that something, an actual material reaction, or is it some decision-making process that is made in some way I don't understand? A material can make any decision.
I'm pretty reductionist about this, Art. I think it's both, but I think that what would appear to be some distributed ghost-like intelligence would really turn out on closer inspection to be these local responses to physical properties. And they can be very complicated, and they can recruit other physical properties and to get various collective effects.